Volunteers will fan out along the length of the Connecticut River in New England over the next 2 days, September 28th and 29th, to collect tons of trash. This is the 22nd annual Source to Sea cleanup organized by the Connecticut River Conservancy. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Angela Chafee, Outreach and Events Director for the CRC.
Every year we have about 2,000 to 2,500 volunteers who come out and join us across all four Connecticut River states to clean up trash. And each year we get about 50 tons of trash pulled out of our rivers. And that's so far that's accumulated to over 1,000 tons of trash that have been removed from our rivers. It's a really amazing feat. And we're really thankful to all the volunteers who help out.
Now, this is a large geographic area, right? We're talking about how many states?
Yeah, so the Connecticut River Conservancy and the Source to Sea Cleanup works across all four Connecticut River states. So New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, from the source of the river near the Canadian border all the way down to the Long Island Sound.
And it's the river watershed area that you're dealing with. So it's not just the immediate banks of the Connecticut River itself. You're talking about some tributaries and that sort of thing, right?
That's exactly right. So we have groups who will be cleaning up on a lot of the major tributaries. So that might be, you know, here in Massachusetts, that might be like the Chicopee River or the Westfield River. All the major tributaries in all of the states have cleanup groups along them. And groups will be cleaning up on, you know, the streams in their backyard. Sometimes they go to boat launches or river trails. So it's anywhere in and along our rivers.
Can people pick where they want to go to clean up?
Yeah, so we have about over 100 local groups. We ask people to kind of go out in their own backyards, in their neighborhoods, and they know their area the best. So we ask them to go find the trashy spots in their region and recruit volunteers from their area and go work together and clean up the area. And they join groups all up and down the watershed and working together all at one time over one weekend to really accomplish an amazing feat of cleaning up our rivers.
Now, do you supply them with cleanup equipment, protective gear, anything like that?
Yeah, so groups can register with us and request supplies, and we provide them trash bags and gloves, recycle bags as well, and poison ivy wipes, and we also offer them free T-shirts for their volunteers as well.
And there's a website where volunteers can sign up.
Yeah, so right now, since we're pretty close to the cleanup, we're asking people if they want to get involved, they can head to our website, and we have a map there of all of those 100 groups that I referenced. You can find out where they are and contact the local group leader and let them know that you want to come join them. There'll be information about where they're meeting, when they're meeting, all of that stuff. So you can head to ctriver.org/cleanup and click the Join a Group button to find that map and get involved.
I know in years past, some professional equipment, heavy equipment has been brought in to clean up certain sites. I remember there was a tire dump one year that they used some dredging equipment, I think, to clean up that. Is something like that in the works for this year's cleanup as well?
Yeah, every year we try to find some of those big sites that are kind of beyond what a normal cleanup group, a volunteer group, can tackle. It might require big equipment, like you mentioned, or special permitting, or sometimes we even get scuba divers out there. So this year we have a couple of tire dumps that we're working on, one in Brattleboro, and we're continuing our third year of work on the one along the Deerfield River in Greenfield. We're also working on removing a large pipe from the river near Holyoke, and we've already successfully removed an abandoned washed-out culvert and an abandoned fuel tank up in the Vermont area.
So the effort to clean up the river really continues year-round. It's not just this one weekend out of the year.
Yeah, so we have groups who, you know, we work on those big sites. We'll get to them whenever we can, even if it's not during Source to Sea cleanup weekend. And we have groups who go out before and after the cleanup as well on this one official weekend. They go out whenever they can. And we invite folks to, if they can't join us this weekend, they can come out whenever they're able to, because it is a year-round effort. We have to be vigilant all the time about this. And actually, this Connecticut River Conservancy, we work on legislation and trash policy throughout the year to try to prevent trash from entering our rivers in the first place. We want to put ourselves out of the business of cleaning up our rivers. And this year, we're actually asking people to join us in that effort by signing a petition and telling our government, businesses, and manufacturers that we want them to step up and do their part in keeping our rivers clean. So that might mean taking better responsibility for tires all the way back at the manufacturing level, and take responsibility for bringing them back and repurposing them, or choosing to use either better types of plastics or no plastics at all. You know, so we're going to be working with some grocery stores and seeing if we can, and other businesses, to see if we can improve choices at the start to reduce waste at the end that will end up in our rivers. So people can head to our website, sign that petition, and read more about those solutions that Connecticut River Conservancy is proposing to try to stop trash before it starts. They can also kind of show the problem of trash. We have a photo contest where people can submit their photos and win some really great prizes. But more importantly, we're going to be using those photos to join with the petition to show the problem, because sometimes you don't see this trash when you take a glance at our rivers. And we need to really show the dirty truth of what people are finding along the banks of the river. So they can head to cpriver.org/takeaction and find that petition there and a link to upload their photos.
So someday may come a day when we don't need the source to see cleanup any longer.
That's what we're working toward, yeah. You know, trash, we've found that we've been going out for 22 years now, picking up trash year after year after year. And yeah, part of the problem are just litter bugs out there who are being slobs and not being responsible. But we're realizing that trash is a bigger problem than that. And we kind of need to go back to the source and rework, overhaul our whole trash and recycling system so that we can prevent the problem before it starts.